Hey friends, Azure Cognitive Services offers the most comprehensive set of pre-built AI capabilities that you can include in your applications, including speech, vision, language, web search, and decision. Now they are available in containers so that you can use them when the data that you have can't make it to the cloud. Christina is here to show me how today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here talking with Christina about Azure Cognitive Services. We're going to do an update about some of the great new stuff that's built in.
Right, so Azure Cognitive Services gives you a comprehensive suite of pre-built AI capabilities. What that means is that a lot of developers want to add AI capabilities into their apps or websites that they're developing so that they can give more value to their customers. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times they don't have data scientists or like the extensive expertise you need to build a really good machine learning models. So mm-hmm. what we do is we build these pre-trained AI models that all these MSR researchers have contributed to. So these are bleeding edge AI models. And then the developers just take those and then put it into their apps. And
no, these are legit. These are not like little cute demo things that I can play with. These are like real models I could put in production.
Yes. So we have a bunch of these capabilities of spanning different categories like vision, speech, decision, language, and search. Mm. And we're adding more constantly. And one of the newest ones we have is receipt understanding. So I have just come back from a conference and I have to do expenses now. And a lot of times when you do expenses, you have to take a picture of your receipt, put it on your expense tool, and then also fill it in.
Yep.
Just every single detail.
Sucks.
Right. So one of the things that we want to do is make that easier for people. If you already have your receipt, then you don't really need to type it all over again. So mm-hmm. that's what we want to do. So I'm gonna use this tool called Intelligent Kiosk, which is just a bunch of pre-built demos built in. But like these APIs are available in real life as well.
Okay.
So let's see. So this is a receipt from a few years ago that I had. So a Michael's receipt for some craft stuff I bought, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then like within seconds, you see that it got the merchant right? The
That's
Michael
crazy.
Store address.
Hang on though, you're hovering over it and it's telling you where it found the word too.
Yeah, so like Michael Store, 8696, because that's the store name, the address,
wow.
the phone number, the date and time, and it also normalizes everything.
Mm.
So a lot of times when you have these receipts, sometimes they do 1501, 1501, or sometimes they do 3:01 p.m., blah, blah, blah. So you can normalize everything so that when it's in your system, it just knows exactly what it's talking about. And then the subtotal, the tax, and the total. So you got all of the detail just from this one picture. And you can also do this with, so this demo, I just did it from an image that I already had, but if you wanted to do it with a camera, then you can just, from camera, let's see. So this is a receipt that I got very recently. Yeah. So I have this receipt and I'm gonna take a picture of it. It's kind of hard with the selfie camera, but let's see if this works. Hey, it worked. Kind of.
2534. Did you handwrite that?
Yeah. Wow. That actually worked. my handwriting's really bad, so.
So it found a sideways handwritten receipt and figured out the title.
Exactly.
The total. That's fantastic. You're going to make the Microsoft expense reporting people look bad. It's like, we don't have that yet. So the customers and the public are going to be able to play with this on Azure before we do on MS Expense.
Right. So they're going to try to build it into MS Expense.
Oh,
so
my goodness. That's so awesome.
Yeah. So that's one thing. And so like we have all these cool capabilities that we have, right? But
mm-hmm.
a lot of times the problem is with customers, like they don't want their data going into Azure, right? Like for regulatory reasons or for just privacy reasons, they're concerned about it. So they don't want their data going to Azure Cloud. So what we have for those customers is cognitive services on containers. So you can deploy a container in your own data center or wherever you want your container to be.
Mm.
And so your data never leaves your compliance boundary, right? So that you can run everything, the same models. It's not like it's a stripped down version of those models is the same model. So you can call the same APIs, just point it to your local host or like whatever mm-hmm. your data center is instead of Azure public endpoint, and you can get the same data so that you can be compliant with your regulatory requirements.
That's such a really important thing. Like, I want to really make sure that people get that, because I didn't even really know. Like, I kind of understood that, but when you explained it to me, that means that my own privacy concerns kind of are changed. Like, I would want the app to tell me, we are using machine learning, but your data never leaves here.
Right.
I think we all have an impression, we, the public, the mm-hmm. non-machine learning expert public like yourself, have the sense that, like, oh, well, they must be streaming live video from my camera of my receipt, and then some genius AI in the cloud is figuring this out in real time. These are highly trained, very condensed models that can totally run on your laptop.
Exactly. And that's a really good point, because, for example, for IoT devices, it may not be the regulatory requirements you're concerned about, but like maybe the internet connectivity, right? Like maybe you don't have great like gigabit internet connection all the time. So mm-hmm. in those times, if you have a local model that you can call against, then like you don't have to worry about your internet going off for a couple of seconds, and like those couple of seconds being just that one time the customer sends data, right?
Right. I might want to run this on a Raspberry Pi, or on, like, when you say the edge, it could be a really tiny device.
Exactly.
Cool.
So what I want to do now is show you how that works. And so first, I'm going to use the same app to demo our real-time crowd analysis, which
okay.
I'm going to run that against the cloud. Okay. So that right now the endpoints are the cloud. So here.
Okay, so I'm part of the crowd.
Right.
So I'm going to be in the crowd.
So it detects two faces, and it shows you that neutral, happy, and neutral, smiling. So
my face is always neutral. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So that's actually going to the cloud.
Right. So now I'm going to go back, and what I'm going to do. So currently, I have a Docker container running on my device. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be connected to. So if I call that Docker container, it's not going to be connected to the cloud, right? Mm-hmm. So face APIs, which is the one we use, mm-hmm. I'm going to change the endpoint to localhost.
Okay, so, localhost 5000.
So Docker. It's going to be all within my computer, right? Mm-hmm. So I did that, and now I'm going to go back to the same demo. Mm-hmm. And it works just the same. So it detected your faces,
okay.
And it's a little slower on the emotion uptake, but...
Let's see.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go. And yeah. That was coming from this
yeah,
window
it's coming
right
from
here.
The Docker container. So you can see that you can run the same models just on your edge or on your cloud service, and you can get the same results. It's the same models, but without having to worry about intermittent internet connectivity or any of that.
You could put that in airplane mode, and it would work just fine.
So the billing endpoint actually does go to Azure, so it does have to have at least intermittent connectivity, as in, because we still have to know
okay.
if you're using it.
So you're reporting usage, but you're not sending any of my data up to the cloud.
Exactly. So like, oh, like Christina called face endpoint at this time, but like I don't know what picture you used to send that endpoint up. And so your data, like the actual person, like the PII and all of the data that is sensitive stays
right.
on your compliance boundaries.
That's cool. The personally identifiable information is completely private.
Exactly.
That opens things up for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And that's just two of the cool things that you can do. Like you have this demo app, but there's so much more beyond that. Forms and search and speech to text and on
exactly.
and on.
Exactly. So going back to this slide, we have all of these really cool capabilities, right? I think we have like 15 to 20 GA services already, and
wow.
we're constantly adding more so that we can empower the engineers who are developing their apps to do more with just simple APIs.
I'm telling you, just the receipt one has me excited. If I can have that like on my phone and like take pictures of receipts, that's going to be a total game changer.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for showing me that.
Thank you.
All right. I am learning about all the exciting stuff that you can do with Azure Cognitive Services today on Azure Friday.